Here's what's coming up on today's Real Clear. Talk about real estate in Northeast Florida. Probably one of the most important things is, where do you buy, right?
73% of Americans say they like where they live, but 59% of them kind of get frustrated with their city, the state. And then 43% of them are completely embarrassed by their state. 68% want low crime. 66% say affordable living and housing costs. 62% say desired good weather. So I'm right out here in the sunshine, and we're getting ready to head into the best weather of the year here pretty soon. And then 52% also said they want lower taxes.
So come on, join us at Real Clear. The weather's always great, and the taxes are always low. Hey, Brad, it's time for another Real Clear. How you doing?
It's Real Clear.
I'm
groovy, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's been a good week. Good things happening out there. We'll get to those in just a minute. But again, let's remind everybody who we are. I'll let you introduce yourself and show folks or tell folks how they can get in touch with you.
I'm Brad White, realtor in Northeast Florida. Currently with Berkshire Hathaway. My phone number is 904-770-5350. Text me, call me, you know, whatever you need. I also have an email, but just text me, call me. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I feel the same way. Text me or call me. I'm Brian Marsh. I'm a realtor in Northeast Florida with Berkshire Hathaway as well. My number is 904-535-5874. And we will remind you guys of that because we know everybody watching is dying to get in touch with us. So, but text, call, whatever. We're happy to speak with you about anything.
Just don't call for bail money.
Exactly. We're not paying that.
Right.
We've paid that out too much already. So anyway, sure. Hey, Brad, continuing. Yes, sir. The last podcast we did was, which, you know, I think you did a great analysis, and we don't have to run through every single piece of it, but the gist of it was that home prices are down in Northeast Florida and interest rates are coming down. And basically, if you do a comparison, which Brad did a great job of, and if you want to see that, you can see our podcast from last week. But comparison of significant savings per month buying the same house just because that house is now worth a little bit less and interest rates are down. What was the exact savings? Do you remember? It was
in the ballpark of. Yeah. So back in June, the median home sale price in Northeast Florida was $400,000 and interest rates were about 7.5%. So that was about the peak right there at 7.5% was where right there in June. So now here we are in September. Median home price is now down to 380, so $20,000 less. And now you can get an interest rate for around 6%, which takes a savings of about $550 a month difference if you would have bought a house in June versus September.
I mean, that's amazing. That's a lot of money. So when you think about that, and we both know that people have been sort of sitting on the sidelines waiting because, you know, probably couldn't have afforded as much house as they might need with higher interest rates and prices as well. But, but that's great work, Brad. I mean, I appreciate the fact that you can see it in dollars and cents. What does it really mean to you on a monthly basis? And to me, if I'm a potential buyer, especially, I'm thinking it may be time to get going because as we discussed last week, what happens when interest rates start falling, what happens eventually to prices?
Yeah. And we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. Historically, not only we have, you know, the interest rates coming down in September, probably within the next couple of weeks with Powell, what's that going to do? And then we also have the election because historically after an election, prices go up. I mean, there's things that happen. So right now, and I hate to be like every other realtor and say, hey, this is the best time to buy, but we don't know. And right now, at least the interest rates are down. Prices are down. It's a great time. You get in, you stop renting, you finally get into that house and, you know, and then same thing, we refinance if the prices come down here in another year or so.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know a lot of people who have bought in the last year or two are waiting for that to happen, the rates to get down low enough where they can refinance, me included probably. And so it looks like that we may be there in the not too distant future. We're not quite there right yet, but it looks like we're on the right track, right?
Yeah. In fact, I was looking earlier. So Northeast Florida, the nine counties, there's this is single family townhouse and condos. We've got 10,500 available right now, and 4,200 of those have had price drops. So that's that, you know, you're a third of all the inventory has had a price drop. So that means that if you're a buyer, there's wiggle room. So when it was a seller's market where, you know, look, you can't even get an inspection, you know, whatever. Now there's things you can do as a buyer to save yourself some money, some concessions. There's a lot of things out there. Yeah, I was reading an article about where Americans really want to live. And there's a lot of things out there why people aren't moving. You got, you know, golden handcuffs where, you know, we've got 2.5-3% interest rates and all that, why we're not moving, because it's pretty expensive. But yeah, the article is talking about how, you know, 73% of Americans say they like where they live, but 59% of them kind of get frustrated with their city, the state. And then 43% of them are completely embarrassed by their state, which, you know, says something, you know, and a lot of that's probably political. But out of those people, 84% said that they could be convinced to move to another city or state. So there's a lot of that. And we talk about like why they want to move or what people are looking for. So Americans are when we're talking about moving, 68% want low crime. That's obviously the highest, you know, low crime is what people are looking for. 66% say affordable living and housing costs, which completely makes sense. 62% say desired good weather. So I'm right out here in the sunshine and we're getting ready to head into the best weather of the year here pretty soon. And then 52% also said they want lower taxes. So a lot of those things we have here in Northeast Florida. And in fact, Florida is the number one state, the most desirable state that people want to move to still.
Yeah. You know, what's so interesting about that, and you are right, you know, and we don't talk politics here, but it's no secret that the country is divided politically. But here's what's interesting about that. All the things you just mentioned, that cuts across everything. It cuts across politics. It cuts across race. It cuts across economic status, everything. We all want that, right? All of us, those are things that just resonate with all of us in terms of where we want to live. And I think it shows that we are united in a lot of ways, because we kind of want the same things for ourselves and our families. Then it comes down to what we do, which is getting more local. It's like, what area of Northeast Florida do you want to live in? And when you really start getting down to it, and it's something I'd like to discuss with you, but it's like, you know, the truth is, you buy a house, but you live in a neighborhood and you have neighbors and you are a neighbor. And that's really where you live and who you are. You and I were talking a little bit earlier about some of the changes, of course, with going on in the industry. And we've spoken about this on the podcast. You and I are not scared of the new rules and the new world of real estate. You know, I am motivated because I want to do this to help people. Yeah, I'm going to make some money off of it. But to me, that's a byproduct of the reward that I get and the compensation that I get for it. The compensation is I know I'm helping someone and I'm enjoying that process. And I think you're basically the same way, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so much out there as far as people that, you know, social media, all these things going on. People are hurting financially. There's a lot of people that are hurting mentally too, because, you know, it's a different world that we live in where you just don't talk to people enough. And that's the connection that we get with people is it's a complete people business. It's full service. We want to help you, and to be able to do that, we need to be able to talk to you, not just text you, not just be that company that, you know, sends you a video and this is how you do it, right? Mm-hmm. It's a people business, and we want to help people. That's 100% true. And yeah, the money, we're not in it for the money, because, you know, look, we're older, we're okay on that aspect of it, but
yeah,
we definitely need to help people, and there's a lot of people that need help.
There's no question about that. And I think that comes down to, you know, how we work with people, and just in the sense of some of the changes that have gone on, particularly if you're a buyer, this whole thing about buyers having to pay and pay their agent commission when it's traditionally been paid by the seller and all those kind of things, they're scary. They are scary. Yeah. If you're a buyer, and we get that, we understand it. The biggest thing, I think the biggest hurdle that most people see that are buyers or get a little worried about is that they've got to sign kind of a contract type thing. It's not lengthy, but they have to sign an agreement with their buyer's agent before they can start physically seeing homes with that agent. And that worries people a little bit, because it's like, look, I don't know what I'm signing here. And first, the document that we present to our potential buyers it's a pretty simple document. It has a time frame for the agreement. But the most important thing, we've mentioned this before, is that if you want to get out of it, you can get out of it at any time. You just need to, in writing, and that can be as simple as a text, say, I don't want you to represent me anymore. I'm moving forward. You're out of it. But the main thing it does, I think, is it makes very clear how your agent is going to be compensated. And so you'll know those things. It's more transparent. But the reason why I think it's important to have this conversation and to how you and I do business, I don't really, if I'm going to work with a buyer, I see myself as kind of a guide or a coach. And then from that, I become their realtor and we'll sign the documents. But the first things I want to do with whoever I'm working with is I want to help them understand who I am, but I want to coach them, guide them to sort of get them more focused on exactly what it is they want. What neighborhoods are important to them? What's important to them in terms of the amenities around them, schools, whatever, you know, they have kids, those kind of things. And I think that's a big part of what we do as realtors, because most of us, if you're going to buy a home, you think you know what you want, and then you start looking at homes and you realize you don't know what you want. Well, if we can save some time and talk a little bit about that and narrow down some things, in the meantime, you can be looking online at neighborhoods and areas that you think might be of interest. But what's happening in those meetings that we have, and it, you know, it could be one or two, something like that, we are getting to know each other, and I am helping you, Brad's helping you, to sort of define a little bit more what makes sense for you so that we can strike if we find the right home. And we do that first. And then if you're comfortable with me and we know where we're going, then we sign the agreement and you feel a bit better because you know who the heck I am. And you feel like, okay, this person's working in my interest.
It's like dating. It's like dating.
It's, you know, exactly
we're,
like
we're, we're not, we're, you know, we're not just going to meet and then, hey, let's get married. Right. It's just not the way it works. And we got to get to know each other and make sure that it's the right fit on both sides. And that's what that communication is. And that's why we want to talk about it. And in fact, since this whole thing has started, I haven't had any issue with the buyer signing the rep agreement. They understand. And it's been less than a 30-second conversation, at least, about the buyer's rep. The whole conversation shifts to exactly what you're saying. What are your needs and your wants? And I think a lot of that too comes down to, you know, I think our biggest asset for our clients is problem solving, right? And it's fine. It's might be, hey, where do I want? What communities do I want to live? So that's part of that process. And the only way we can help solve the problem is to know exactly what the problem is.
Yes, exactly. And I think it's well said, and I hope that we're getting the message across here. That it's like, look, our motivation is to help someone and to get them where they want and need to be in a home. And that's our prime motivating factor. And that you will know if you're a buyer, when we start looking at homes, you're going to know exactly how much I'm going to get paid. It's going to be very clear to you. And you're also going to know that you've signed an agreement. It makes it clear to you what my obligation to you is. I have a fiduciary responsibility, which means that I have total loyalty and obedience to you. And I'm signing that. That's a legal document that I'm signing. But also you should know, as we just said, that you can say, look, this is not working out for me as my realtor. I think I want to move on to somebody else. This is my official notice. The contract is void. So, and that's it. It's done. And just kind of moving on from that.
It's like breaking up. So it's the same thing as a marriage. Hey, you know what? We're just not getting along, right?
Yeah.
It's just not working out. And it's the same thing for us. So if we, you know, the dating isn't, you know, we're courting, it's just not working out. Then it's time to move on. So you're exactly right. And I think a lot of that is trusting and doing your research and getting to know somebody who you can truly trust, because there's just so much, there's a lot of scamming out there. There's a lot of people that are just out after themselves. And, you know, you can definitely tell from Brian and I that we're not your average realtors.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's like a marriage, except you don't have to go to divorce court. All you have to do is say, I'm done with you.
It's easy. You just send a text. Bye-bye.
I am old enough to remember Steve Martin when he first came out, who, by the way, if you've never seen Only Murders in the Building, it's the fourth season's out right now. It's hilariously funny, but he used to do this whole thing about why is divorce so hard? Why can't you just go up to somebody and say three times, I break with thee, I break with thee. And then you're done. Well, this is kind of like that.
I think there was a little addition on the end of that.
Yes.
And then you throw dog poop on their shoes.
That's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yep.
Part of it. I'm telling you, that guy is hilariously funny. Even to this day, Only Murders in the Building is pretty funny. But
good stuff.
So anyway, I just those are some things I think are really important. And again, I look at this as being an advisor and a coach, and there are things that we do before we ever get to the part of looking at a home or if you're buying. Now, obviously, sometimes there are some urgencies that you need to buy a home. You just sold your home, or you're moving into the area, and there's some urgency. We'll do that with you, and we'll be good. But anyway, the other thing that I think is important regarding all of this is, and having a buyer's agent, if you're a seller and you're considering offering the buyer to pay for the buyer's agent, which has traditionally been what's happened, and that's still out there, it's not changing. If you think about it from a seller's point of view, what they are trying to accomplish is to get their house sold. When you're selling a home, you may get an offer, but you want to make sure that that's a good offer and it can get to closing. Okay. And if the buyer has an agent working for them, then there's a lot larger and better possibility that that offer, if accepted, is going to get to closing, because the agent is going to make an offer that they feel like is legit. They have probably kind of pre-qualified their buyer, so they understand the buyer can either get the mortgage or is paying cash. They're good for the money. There are a lot of things. And they're not going to make that. A good agent's not going to make that offer without putting things in that contract that make the seller feel comfortable. Hey, this is not only a good offer, but it'll get to close because these people can afford it. They can get the mortgage, all those kind of things. And so if I'm a seller, that's a real good reason for me to offer to pay the buyer's agent. So there are a lot of things like that that are there. And I know buyers get a little bit worried about, hey, I could be stuck with this fee. And certainly that in some cases could happen, but only if the buyer is okay with it happening, because they can always decide they don't want to make an offer on a particular home or whatever. They always have that up until the time they close. So it's not as scary as it sounds.
Yeah. And that's part of the guidance, you know, that we provide, and, you know, timelines and guidelines and all that stuff that, you know, that's our job. So that way you can concentrate on the things that you need to do with your family, the move, whatever you're looking at. So,
And speaking of neighborhoods, one of the things that I'm doing now, and as a lot of it's for my own good, cause I need to lose some weight, but I am walking in my neighborhood every morning. And I do about 5 miles every morning, but what's fun about it is I go through, about the same time. And so I go out all the way out to the front of my neighborhood, and then I come back. Well, I'm on my way back. All of the folks that are going to work and bringing their kids to school and all those kind of things, they're coming out. I make a point to wave at every single one of them. I think some people probably think I'm crazy. And you know, if somebody's walking or exercising, I stop and say hello to them. And the great thing is, and this, you know, on a 5 mile walk, sometimes I'm like, I really don't want to do this. But when you wave and they wave back, and, you know, if especially if they wave with a little energy and they smile and all that stuff, makes you feel good. And I'm having fun doing that in the neighborhood. And I'm thinking, you know, it would be fun to go to some other neighborhoods and walk and do a video and post it and say, hey, here's what this neighborhood's like. If you've never been in it, this is what it's like. And so I am going to start doing that. Anybody watching this, if you have any suggestions on neighborhoods you'd like me to, I'll be just doing a neighborhood tour by walking through it. I'll be happy to do that. But anyway, it's a fun thing, that I'm enjoying doing. And, but I think back to our earlier point, it's about knowing neighborhoods and trying to help people get matched up to what they want. And I think that's really important, don't you?
Yeah. And the good thing is you're like the mayor, you know, you're like the mayor. Like they're, you know, they're not like, oh, well, that's just a homeless guy that's just walking through our neighborhood. Right. He's the mayor. He smiles and waves at me every day. Right. So that's part of the society that we need more of. We need more smiling and, hey, thank you. And because we just don't get enough of that. And I think it's great. And I think the different neighborhoods is a fantastic idea, because when somebody's moving to a different neighborhood, a community, whatever, they have no idea what's going on and or what it's like. And I tell people too, hey, if you're looking, you know, my advice, go there in the morning, sit there for 15 minutes, go in the afternoon, go at night, sit there for 15 minutes to see what it's like living there, because you just don't know. You know, anything, you don't know about, you know, the community, the area, certainly the crime, but you don't know about, you know, pets, and there's people that like HOAs and there's people that absolutely hate HOAs, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot to think about. So
there really is. And again, just doing these neighborhood walks, what it's made me realize is I have so much in common with these people. You know, I've chosen the same neighborhood. I like living in the neighborhood, and therefore I like these people. And you know, there are a few of them that I know in the neighborhood, but most of them I don't. But I think that I have something in common with them. So it's nice. And I think being able to connect a buyer or seller and with those neighborhoods, I think it's something that is kind of cool to do. So anyway, if you have any suggestions on that, let me know. But I'll be doing that and posting that on social media. Also, that reminds me, Berkshire Hathaway is involved with a great organization that is locally based, and that is Dreams Come True, which is very similar to the national organization Make-A-Wish. It's very similar, if you know anything about that, similar type organization in terms of what it does. Great organization. But speaking of walking, coming up on September 21st, we have a 5K walk, run, and roll. And that is something that I'm putting the team together for. So, I'll be out there, but if you have any questions or want to join us, again, let's just be a good time to tell everybody who we are. I'm Brian Marsh, realtor. I'm with Berkshire Hathaway here in Jacksonville, in Northeast Florida. I'm at the Beaches office. My phone number is 904-535-5874. So feel free to call or text me. And Brad, how about you?
Yeah, my name is Brad. I'm also a realtor in Northeast Florida. And my phone number is 904-770-5350. And if you're on the TikTok, look up Rock and Roll Real Estate, because that's where I'm at. I like to have fun. I like to talk, you know, music, because there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of information, misinformation, a lot of things going out there. So that's why Brian and I came up with this podcast. So we're super thrilled to have everybody on and listening. You know, and we love, this is exactly why we're doing it, because you guys are reaching out and asking for more. So,
yep, absolutely. And speaking of, neighborhoods and something cool, and we're going to have this gentleman on here, probably on our next podcast. We'll do an interview with Ron Rothberg of Art Bikes Ron, Art Bikes Jax. Sorry. He's also known as Art Bikes Ron. But I've known Ron for a long time, and he is really, really dedicated to the Jacksonville community. He lives in the Avondale area, but he has an app that's the Art Bikes Jax app, and they are now starting something that's really cool because they're doing on the app bicycle tours of historic neighborhoods in Jacksonville. And they're right now they're doing, they have one that's the historic east side, and there's some redevelopment and revitalization that's going on down there. You've probably heard a little bit about what's going on with the stadium project and some of the downtown renovation and revitalization that's going on that the city and Jaguars are involved in. And they just did a bunch of that in the historic east side. And so if you go on the app, you can download this, or you can not download, but you can just get this tour, and it'll start you at one point. And when you're at that point, it'll tell you everything historically that's important about that place that you'd want to know. And when you're done with that, it'll give you directions to the next point of interest. And then you can see everything about that. So you can walk or you can ride a bike or whatever you want, but you can have this free tour, and it's really cool. So I would highly recommend Art Bikes Jack, the Art Bikes Jax app. And again, we'll get Ron Rothberg on here to speak a little bit more about it and tell you all about it. But just,
and we're going
to
do the tour. We're going to do the tour.
We are.
We're going to get some video of it. So yep, I'm excited about that, because all the different communities and areas, you know, I love the history of Jacksonville and the areas as well. So the more that we can learn, the more we can share with everybody. It gives people a different perspective on when they're, especially people moving from out of state, trying to figure out where they want to move. So it seems like there's just, you know, like 20 different small towns in Jacksonville. And that's what I like.
I listen, and I know you do, to Brad, to a lot of podcasts, and a yep. lot of them that I listen to are real estate oriented, just to give me tips about being a better realtor and that sort of thing. And I was listening to one the other day, which I sent to you. The podcast is called Keeping It Real. And this particular episode is How to Get Out of Your Own Way. I think it's from May 31st. But they just give you some great tips on if you're stuck, if you seem to be not moving forward and you're kind of frustrated with the way things are going and all that stuff, how to sort of get yourself unstuck. And it's not gimmicks or anything like that. It's very common sense stuff. They actually talk a little bit about the military and how they handle things. And one of the things they talk about is in the military, they're very good at understanding that reality is what it is. You're not going to, and so that's where you are. So the question is, how can you make the best of that situation, and how can you maybe affect change in that situation? And it's all about that. I thought it was really interesting stuff. And they also talked about like the Navy SEALs and how, you know, sometimes when you, you know, I'm thinking about this, especially with football going on right now and my yep. Gators looking so awful and everything else. It's like sometimes you want to bear down and you think, oh, I've got to, you know, you get frustrated and I got to go faster. I got to do more and all that stuff. And they said, think about the Navy SEALs. And the Navy SEALs have an expression, if I can remember this correctly, it's slow is smooth. Smooth is fast. And what it means is when you're in the heat of battle or something, you know, is going on and you've got to do some quick thinking and all that stuff, try to slow it down a little bit, because you're going to be smoother and your thought process and smoothness makes you fast and better. And I thought, boy, that makes a lot of sense. So anyway, just want to suggest that podcast.
I like it. It's a mindset. It's a mindset.
Yeah, and absolutely.
You're right. There's sometimes if you just take, three deep breaths and, there's a lot of little things that you can do, but, we all get like that. We get where we're a little stressed on stuff, and it's hard to tell people not to get stressed. And, in a 100 years, there'll be all new people and all this stuff, but yeah, it's hard. Yeah. But, it's the truth. And we put a lot on our shoulders and we overthink things.
We do. No question.
Yep.
This has been good, Brad, as they always are. I always appreciate getting on here with you and talking about a lot of things, real estate and other things as well. Anything else we need to?
No, I mean, I just want to throw out Rambler Kane, obviously, for our music on a podcast, Jacksonville's own, and appreciate, him. And we absolutely love the song. And, we could definitely just have podcasts all day just talking about music because, as much as we like it. But,
absolutely.
And we'd love to hear, anybody's ideas or, anything that we want to reach out, feel free to text us or call us or anything like that. So,
yeah, absolutely. Again, I'm Brian Marsh, Realtor. I'm with Berkshire Hathaway here in Jacksonville in Northeast Florida. And my number is 904-535-5874. And Brad, your information.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and real quick, just your support means everything to us. And this is why we kind of created this thing.
Absolutely.
So if you get a chance, wherever you're listening, if you take a chance and either share it or like it, put 5 stars, whatever, would definitely help us and our mission to keep things real clear. But yeah, my name's Brad, Rock and Roll Real Estate, 904-770-5350.
All right, man. Thanks again. It's been another fun time. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Real Clear is produced by Brad White and Brian Marsh, Realtors in Jacksonville, Florida.